Welcome to Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolibova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Be Strong Minded. I'm extremely excited today to share with you my special guest. I've been following her journey, her podcast, read her books for the last few years. So I'm extremely grateful to have today Christine Hassel with me. For those who don't know her yet, you will have to after today. She's a best-selling author of 3 books, most recently Expectation Hangover. Free yourself from your past, change your present, and get what you really want. She left her successful job as a Hollywood agent to pursue a life that she could be passionate about. And for over a decade, as a keynote speaker, retreat facilitator, spiritual psychologist and life coach, and host of the top-rated podcast, Over It and On With It, she has been teaching and inspiring people all around the world. Christine believes once we get out of our own way, we can show up to make a meaningful impact in the way that we came here to make. I'm so excited to have you, Christine.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I remember when I found your podcast by accident.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, right? Like you're just searching and you get exactly what you need at the specific time you really need it. Because when I tune in, I felt like you were in my head, which was a little bit scary. And you were answering all of my questions. So I'm wondering, along your journey, because I know your story, maybe the listeners, they don't, but I know you did left a successful job, you left your career to really pursue your heart and passion. Who were your guides back then?
Oh, well, it's so funny. And you know, when I left my job, I didn't know what my passion was. I just knew I didn't like my job or my career path, and I wasn't gonna find it. You know, I talk about an expectation hangover that often when we take a leap of faith, there's a long free fall period and we don't always, you know. It wasn't like, oh, I'm leaving Hollywood and I'm going to go be a life coach and write books and have a podcast. Like, you know, we're talking about like 14 years ago. So, you know, my teachers at that time, it was before anyone really knew what life coaches were. Therapy was kind of the thing everybody was doing. And there were a few things like Landmark Forum and things like that. And the Power of Now came out, but the personal development industry was nothing like it is now. But my very first teacher, her name is Mona Miller. She's no longer on this physical planet. And she was just... I don't know what to call her. She was one of those very, very special people that was just incredibly gifted. And she was really, I guess you could say, my first coach, my first spiritual teacher. And she was the first person that said to me, you are not broken. You are not depressed. You can get off antidepressants if you want. You can heal your past. She taught me about how important it is to release emotions. She taught me about how our mind creates reality. And it was through her that I just became incredibly like passionate and interested in personal development and growth. And because she helped me so much, she was really an inspiration. I'm like, wow, I want to do what you do. Like, you helped me so much. Like, I'm a totally different person. And so that's really what set me on my path. And then I've had lots of, like I said, lots of teachers since then. But in 2006, I went and got my first master's degree at the University of Santa Monica. They don't offer the master's degree program anymore, but I got a master's degree in spiritual psychology and then another one in consciousness, health, and healing. And I've done a gazillion other things since then too. I'm totally, definitely both a student and a teacher.
I love that. And also I really love when you said, when I left where it didn't feel good, I didn't know yet where exactly I was heading. So for those who are on this fork road in their life, when they're feeling, I know I don't belong here, I know there must be something bigger for me, what would you tell them? What would be the first step that someone can take when they are feeling they are in a place they don't belong?
Well, it's not so much about outward action. It's really an inside job, because what I see as the major obstacle for people leaving a situation that's either bad, toxic, or just not what they want, is they're waiting to feel ready. They're waiting from some huge sign from the universe. They're waiting to have all their ducks in a row or to feel financially secure. They're basically waiting for certainty. And the things that are most meaningful in life are usually the things that come from a process of surrender, come from a process of letting go of control, which we're all addicted to, stepping massively into uncertainty. And when we're in that kind of uncertainty and we're out of like the situations that distract us from the inner work, then it kind of gets worse before it gets better, because then like what happened to you when you were 7 comes up and you realize your relationship with your mother was codependent and your mother was emotionally unavailable, and it's like, and then you're like, this awareness stuff is awful. I thought it was like yoga and mala beans. Like, what is all this stuff? So it kind of all comes up, but then like, because it's so uncomfortable, hopefully we get guides and we work with it and start to heal it. And then we're kind of clearing out our old wounding and our limiting beliefs, which attracted the unwanted situations or the mediocre situations in the first place. And so once all that's cleaned out, we're more clear, we have more clarity, and we naturally attract things that are more alignment, in alignment. People come to me, one of the top things people come to me with are, I want clarity and I don't want to feel anxious and I want to love what I do and I want to be in love. And then I want to lose 10 pounds at least. Every female like that seems to be on the list. Hopefully we're evolving out of that. But the clarity thing is, clarity doesn't come from realizing something new. It actually comes from just like removing what's in the way. And then the clarity that's always been there surfaces. Like the clarity, the passion, the peace, the health, it's all what we're born with. It's our natural state. But as human beings, we come into the world to learn through contrast. And so we have to kind of, I call it feel, deal, and heal the things that are in the way, and just the things that are part of our human experience, so that we can just naturally feel the clarity and the peace and the passion.
That's powerful. And, I have to be laughing. I don't know if you ever seen that image, but I remember time ago on Instagram, I saw this image of a very peaceful lady sitting there, in a yoga position. And there was written,
I posted that.
Was it you?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people did, but I as soon as I saw it, I posted it.
Yes, and how I thought spirituality will be like, and what it really is like when you're drowning and like the world is ending. And I really love that you are acknowledging it, because like when you sometimes look online and people are already like, there, they already overcame their big obstacles, it seems so easy. And you're like, I'm here drowning. This was supposed to feel good.
Right.
So when you can really acknowledge that contrast, it's not going to always feel good.
It's not supposed to. And it's not, and this is what I've learned with emotional processing and healing and doing my own transformational work.
Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. If you're someone who has hit somewhat of glass ceiling in your personal and or business life, and you feel lost and unsure why, maybe even frustrated with it, I hear you. Here is the thing that happens when we hit a block in either business or personal life. It's because there is an internal blind spot that we aren't seeing, and working through. It's because there is some sort of hidden belief that it's holding us back from leveling up and serving the world in the way we really desire to. It can be embarrassing and hard to step back and want to put in the work to bring our inner battles to surface. We want to keep pushing down the traumatic relationship, the lack of confidence, self-hate, down to the depths of us when nobody can see it. But sister, that's what's keeping you stuck. If you're ready to finally get out of your own way, dig deep, and dissolve those eternal bottles that are keeping you in a lackluster life, then I'm here for you. Head over to my link, calendly.com/bestrongminded, to set up a free 1-on-1 call with me so we can begin getting you into a state of abundance, joy, and closer to all of your desires. No more excuses. You deserve this. I will see you on our call. And now, back to today's show.
It never, like, you know, healing an old issue or moving through something or surrendering, it doesn't feel as good as like falling in love or like getting the, you know, landing the dream, your dream job or a creative project or like dinner with your girlfriends. However, it doesn't have to feel miserable. I don't believe that healing has to involve suffering. Actually, healing is the cure to suffering. Suffering really comes from not being willing to really feel, deal, and heal our pain. Suffering's only necessary for a little bit. It just needs to make you uncomfortable enough to dive in and do the work. And then the work doesn't have to be, oh God, so awful. If you approach it with acceptance, which is, I don't love this. Like when I went through my divorce, I wasn't like, yay, divorce. But I wasn't like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. And you know, I was for a moment. And then I realized that was slowing down my healing process and making it so much more painful. But when I was accepting it, I'm like, all right, I don't love this. This isn't what I planned, but here it is. And Byron Katie says, when you fight with reality, you lose 100% of the time. So let me look at it. And then the acceptance. And then the second thing was compassion. The more we judge our process and judge where we are, like I remember 2 years after my divorce, I still wasn't fully like over it. And to the degree I judged that was also to the degree that it was painful. The more I could go into deep compassion for myself and realize that it wasn't just about my divorce. It was about every time I had my heart broken or being at a certain age as a woman and thinking that there's something wrong with me because I'm not in relationship. It was like everything. And when I could greet that with compassion, then I could get to the emotion quicker. So judgment slows us down because where does judgment keep us? In our head, in our conscious mind. And healing does not happen in our head and our conscious mind. It happens in our unconscious, it happens in our body. And so the judgment slows down the feeling. So yeah, like personal growth work, it takes some chutzpah, but it doesn't have to be miserable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really love when you're talking about the judgment, because not only we are judging what's around us in that moment, we are also judging ourselves. And so often we are our own worst critics. So really,
most often,
right?
Pretty much always. I don't know anyone who's criticized more than they criticize themselves, unless you had a critical parent that taught you how to be critical. But like we are as adults, we definitely are our own worst critic. Sorry to interrupt you, but
No. You're absolutely right. I think I was reading somewhere a statistics that 80% of our self-talk, it's critical. And one thing I didn't know is, which is logical when I heard that number, but that women have more thoughts than men a day. Like men were around like 40,000 and we were around 70,000. I was like, no wonder.
Totally.
So I know. And also you mentioned, Christine, you had a broken heart.
I think
that so often and so many of us, we did. I don't think there is a human being, unless it's some kind of like, you know, somebody who is not like mentally healthy, they never had a broken heart. And I know that the first thing that we do is we want to protect ourselves. We get scared, we get fearful that it will happen again. So what were some of your practices that kept your heart open?
Yeah. Well, I actually developed a course out of this, how to get over a breakup. And
how did I miss that?
So no, it's just, we just finished it. It's just up now. We can give you guys a link. Because I became really masterful at healing from breakups. We all have our areas of life that are our advanced courses. And for me, you know, after I left my Hollywood job, finding my passion and purpose and my career and money, it didn't necessarily come easy, but it wasn't like my major area of struggle, right? My health hasn't been my major area of struggle. Relationships and love, ding, 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 my major area of struggle up until now. You know, now I'm with the love of my life, but I was, after my divorce, single almost a decade. And in that, I had a lot of rejection, like a lot of unrequited love, like a lot of just boom, boom, boom. You know, being a single woman in your 30s in today's day and age, that's a whole nother podcast. You know, that's a whole nother thing. So for me, you know, I there's so much out there about finding love, but I think it's actually more important to heal the heartache. Because what happens if you focus too quickly on finding the love without healing the heartache, you just end up dating the same person with a different face over and over. Or you just end up attracting this issue, then this issue. First you date your mother, then your father, then it's like, you know, projection of you. So for me, one of the biggest things, and this is what I teach in the course, was how do I become the best partner to me? How do I become really like the thing I project onto a man? And this works for whether you're heterosexual or bisexual or homosexual, like whatever you project onto a partner are usually things you don't give to yourself or that you didn't get from your parents or you didn't get from your kind of social group. And so you're just longing for that because, you know, when you think when you feel that, you're going to feel complete. So I became a good partner to myself. I really learned how to tap more into my feminine energy. And I also looked at every single one of my exes as a spiritual teacher. I'm like, I drew every single one of them in and they didn't come into my life to torture me. They all had a reason. So I looked at the lessons from each one of them. What is this showing me to heal? Who is this reminding me of? Like, why did my unconscious draw this in? And what am I still holding? You know? So it was a lot of like, people talk about cutting cords, and that's a beautiful visualization to do. And it's a great spiritual kind of woo-woo chakra vibe thing. And I believe in cutting cords energetically, but if you don't inside release the emotional attachment, you can do all the visualization you want, but your heart is still going to have a string there. Like if you don't release the misunderstanding that there must've been something wrong with you when you were rejected, or, you know, there's still a part of you that's like looking for that same kind of love in someone else. You got to really let exes go. And I have a whole protocol for that in the course because there's things to do and things like no contact and, you know, just simple things like that. But it's really been a revelatory process for me because my breakups, I mean, this is so like personal growth jargon, but my breakups really have led to my biggest breakthroughs. And I don't just mean like divorce, major relationship breakups. I mean, every man who's come into my life, whether it was like a very short blip or a couple months or whatever, like, oh my gosh, such big teachers.
It's beautiful. And it's beautiful that you are looking at it from a perspective. What is the gift in it? You know, you don't put any blame or anything. You know that each person comes to your life for a reason. So you look for that reason. So
yeah, but that was after I processed a lot of the anger. You know, because we definitely don't want to get, and this is what I see a lot of people, especially women, do. They do spiritual bypass. They go right to the lesson. And you're right. I got there eventually. But that's like the last step. That's like dessert after you like cook risotto, you know, and like you're stirring and stirring and stirring and like you're sweaty from the kitchen being a mess. And then, oh, finally you get to relax and do the forgiveness and see the blessing, you know, because often that question, what is this person teaching me? Oh, wow. This is reminding me of like when I got rejected by my best friend and that was really painful. And then a lot of times, like, we attract relationships when the person really did do something that kind of wasn't that nice, you know, whether it be criticizing or cheating or toxic behavior or an addict or a narcissist or all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I talk about anger, you know, I have something called the temper tantrum technique that I teach. It's in my book and courses. And And it's really about teaching people, especially women, because we're not so good with expressing our anger, about how to like get that out, how to like, you know, do the FUs and I'm pissed because, and you know, we've got to get that out, because for women, when we suppress our anger, it turns into disease and we can't, or extra weight, and we can't really find our passion. Now, let me be clear. I'm not talking about calling up your ex and being like, F you. Contact rule. You do that work on your own, and then you move into the forgiveness and the lessons and all that kind of stuff. But it's very important to get the anger out first and to let that, like, let the part of you that's blaming them and angry at them, like, let that part out.
I love that. Yes, because I know I read it in your book, The Expectations Hangover, and I'm like, that's really good. So I don't have to hurt him. I can just hurt my pillows. And
exactly.
It's okay. I wouldn't look good in prison, so let's not be getting up to people.
Well, you would look good in prison. That would be your problem.
I was just thinking about like the orange colors and stuff. Like, that's not my color.
Let's avoid that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I love that because you are really addressing the expressing the anger, because for women, we are feeling like we should be always the good one, the light for everybody. We should be the sweet one. And then we are really not addressing all of the feelings that we are feeling. And like you said, then it's really expressing in disease.
Yep. Yep. And that disease can be actually like a physical disease. It can be IBS. For so many women, it's thyroid issues and hormonal imbalance. It's behind a lot of weight things, unprocessed emotions, because when we internalize things, it's energetically heavy. And also when we've been hurt in the past, we don't deal with that hurt. We energetically on an unconscious level protect ourselves. So a lot of time women, you know, protect themselves, especially like around our reproductive system, because like there's unprocessed pain there, and like our body is like, all right, well, you're not dealing with this, so I'm just gonna like suit up here so that I can't get hurt again. No, so and this kind of stuff, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to, and interrupt me if I go on too many tangents, but I was listening to Abraham Hicks actually as I was getting ready for this call, because I like to shower at like 2 p.m. and I was like, you know, she was channeling Abraham, and she was talking about how like you don't need to go back to your past and deal with bad feelings. You just need to feel good. And I sat and I meditated on that for a while. And I really asked myself, is that really true? And the thought occurred to me that the energy she's channeling isn't human. Like, it's definitely from source energy. And I believe that. I believe from higher consciousness, that is true. Yet we're spiritual beings having this human experience. So I actually think part of how we learn and part of how we heal here is we do go back and clean a lot of that up for a couple reasons. One, because it progresses our own evolution. And two, because it breaks the cycle. Like, I truly believe, like, for example, abuse, you know, I mean, gosh, so many people, not just women, have been abused on some level. And when any one of us heals that, like doesn't die with that anger and shame and blame, in our body, mm-hmm. It starts to break the cycle in our collective. And so, yes, I think that leaning into the good feelings is also important. But if you're meeting resistance with that, often it is going back and letting the feelings that were suppressed for so mm-hmm. long come out with compassion and love, because that's a high frequency emotion, but not trying to just like brush it under the rug and kind of go, I don't need to go back there.
That's interesting, because I love listening to Abraham too. I usually do it in the morning when I'm like getting ready.
Yep.
And how I interpret it is when they're talking about the good feeling, I always ask myself, what can I do to feel better now?
Right.
So maybe what will make me feel better now, it's screaming out of my lungs.
Yeah.
It is addressing this anger. It is saying, I'm upset, I am hurt, this doesn't feel right. And once you express it, that makes you feel better. So you clear it. Because like you said, I don't believe like, okay, now I want to raise my vibration. I'm happy. No, you, right. Like you said, you just put it under and it will grow. And it's like this little child, you know,
right.
If you don't pay attention, what do they do? Scream louder and louder and louder.
So true.
Yeah, let's not let the let's just address the kids right away. Let's not exactly. let them scream.
Exactly.
So now I really love Abraham. So one last question.
Sure, sure.
If there is a woman who walks up to you and she said, Christine, I really love your journey. You are inspiring me so much. Mm-hmm. Right now in my life, I just started my personal development journey. And I would love from you one advice, one thing. What changed your life to really jumpstart your mm-hmm. spiritual and personal journey? What mm-hmm. would you tell her where she can start?
I would tell her to get a guide. I would tell her to get a coach, like someone who really is like where she wants to be. Mm-hmm. And do research and really make sure it's like both a coach and a spiritual teacher, because I truly believe for me and for the people I've worked with and for the people closest to me in my life, without that one-on-one guide really there, especially in the beginning, I think that we can flounder a lot. I think that we can miss a lot, and I think it takes a lot longer. So I would say invest in yourself, like invest in a guide and get the best. Get the best. Like I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on my personal growth, education, and coaches, way more on that than anything else. And it's always been a higher priority to me because I know that that investment up front has led to my financial abundance now. Because I had someone there helping me clean out. So invest in it. You're totally worth it. And don't come from it as I'm broken and I need a teacher to come and fix me. You don't need a guru. It's a guide. I like to say to people, like, all the answers are written inside your own personal cave. And I just go in there with the flashlight and help point it out. But all the answers are always inside of us. But usually we've got a lot going on up here that's in the way. So invest in that. It's the highest ROI I think we can have.
I love that. Thank you so much. And I truly believe that when we invest in ourselves, we are an investor. Then when we are just going online and do this and this totally. For free, because then you have to show up. And when you start showing up for yourself, everything else starts to show up too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why in any of my online courses, there's always a monthly group coaching call where people can come on and get one-on-one. That's why I do the podcast and coach people live on the air, is because especially in kind of like those people that are pursuing a career in personal growth, they're like, there's no money in one-on-one and you need to have masterminds and online programs and da 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 and sell to the masses. And that's valuable to so many people. Like working one-on-one is so important. And so for anybody listening that is a coach or a healer or a therapist or anything, I just want to like thank you for doing work with people one-on-one, because it is a beautiful art form that we need.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Christine, for all your wisdom, for your time. And what's your favorite place to stay connected with people?
So Instagram is really great. I love Instagram. And then I'm going to be doing more and more Facebook Lives. I'm actually my personal page, Christine Hassler. And I have free gifts for people. Can I give them some free gifts?
Absolutely. Okay. Please. We all love gifts.
Okay. So it's easy. And if someone's international, they can just email my team and we can get this to them. But they just text my name, Christine, Christine, to 444-999. And they get my Uplevel Your Mind and Uplift Your Heart ebook. It's 32 daily inspirations to uplift your mind and uplevel your heart. And then they also get my 6 steps to intuitive decision making. I get asked that a lot. How are you so intuitive? How do I increase my intuition? And it's a very experiential, practical process. It's one of my favorite processes I teach. And it's super simple. And it's like a game changer, and they get that as well.
That's incredible. You're so generous. Thank you so much, Christine.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, I give a lot more, but I don't want to overwhelm.
And I will make sure that I will leave the links, and then I will also circle back with your assistant, Jill, so we can get your course on so people can heal their broken hearts.
Yeah, and come looking for everything. And yeah, it's so totally. Like I love your work and what you're doing, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. To share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, you will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be.strongminded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text be.strongminded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you, and I love sharing this life being with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right. Tap the album for the podcast and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.